You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And I'm Brett.
And we are...
The Broadway Husbands.
We're just your all-American married couple making their living in the arts and pursuing a growing family. On the Broadway Husbands podcast, we offer advice from our ordinary lives under extraordinary circumstances.
We are living proof that you can love who you love and love what you do. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And if you really love us, make sure you leave a review on whatever podcast network you listen to us on. Take a screenshot and tag us on Instagram at Broadway Husbands.
Also, check out the Broadway Podcast Network, which we are proud members of. The Broadway Podcast Network has an array of Broadway-themed content, and you don't want to miss a single thing. So now, this time of COVID-19, we are raising funds for the Actors Fund through our apparel line called Broadway Life Apparel. If you are looking to make a difference and also get something in return, check out BroadwayLifeApparel.com. Anything else?
I think you covered it.
All right.
Think you covered it, Brett.
All right. We are at episode 23.
What?
Mm-hmm. We are.
Time just, that's like, I can't believe we finally made it to my age episode. That's crazy.
I'm really excited to have a couple on the podcast who I've been following for a while since we were living in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both incredibly creative people. And if you don't follow them on Instagram, you should, because every single bit of their content is gorgeous.
Perfect and beautiful,
and
the best lighting, the best color, like everything about them. All of their content is
okay. We're gushing, and
so
you haven't
good.
Even
so
met them.
Good.
Okay. So, welcome to the podcast, Cameron Hinkle and Kyle Bowen.
Hi,
hey guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
Good. Well, tell our listeners who don't know, and actually, I think it'd be really interesting because I don't know how you guys met.
Oh. Yeah, of course. It's a little, love story of the sort. So I had actually just moved to Nashville. And as one does in 2018, I was just going through Instagram and I was looking at, everything to do in the Nashville area. And I was just sort of getting into like the blogging world, if you will. And so I was looking at hashtags. And so I actually found Kyle on Nashville Blogger hashtag. And so I was like, okay, well, this looks intriguing. So I clicked on it, his picture, and, I scrolled through his feed and I was like, okay, well, he's something. So I actually slid into his DM first and I told him that I liked his photo or his profile. And then kind of went from there.
So, funny story, and not a lot of people know this, but we initially met face to face at a club, and I was like, it was like the point of the evening where, you know, you're kind of sloshed a little bit and, you know, about to head home. And Cameron comes up to me and he says, "Are you the fox?" And I literally, I don't even remember. I just, apparently I gave him like two thumbs up and he like walked away.
I thought he was the root. I was like, okay, well that explains everything. He thinks he's something else because he has a following on Instagram and blah, blah, blah. Because
he just did this and didn't say anything.
Like, he didn't acknowledge me. He just like gave me a thumbs up. So I was like, okay, whatever. But yeah, the next morning, I mean, I didn't even think anything about it really. I was just like, okay. So the next morning he messaged me on Instagram and was like, "Hey, was that you last night?" And I was like, yes, because I was like short with him because I was like, okay. And he goes, "You have pretty teeth." So I was like, okay, starting with a compliment. All right, we'll see where it goes.
So yeah, the rest is history.
Well, so where does Stay Fox come from?
So I started my blog back in 2015, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to call my blog because, you know, I initially started to kind of house everything that I do. Like, I love fashion, I love travel, I love like cooking, art, all that stuff. So I kind of wanted one place to put all that together. So I was looking through, I think it was Google that I was scrolling through, and I was just looking at pictures, and I came across this picture of a fox that was like dressed to the nines in like a top hat, like a monocle and like a suit and everything. I was like, that's so cool. And I was like, that's kind of like the persona that I want to relate to people and for people to understand is like, I always want you to stay fox, stay like dapper, stay on top of your game, if you will. So that's kind of where it came from.
Wow. I always wondered. But were you painting at the time? Were you painting even before you started blogging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been doing art since I was like, since I can remember. So
your
yeah.
paintings are just gorgeous. What and Thank where you. Do people? But you have another account for that, right?
Do I? Yeah, it's on my account. Instagram page, K Bowen Fine Art.
And then Cameron, actually, I think the first time I met you was you had reached out to us. You were coming to Charleston, and we were going to try to do a photo shoot, but we were leaving Charleston at that. That was a year ago.
That was a year ago. Today was actually
the day we left. Today. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
But your photos are just gorgeous.
Thank you.
And were you doing photos before you met
Kyle? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I went to school for photography. And that's kind of where I was going to move to Nashville to be like to pursue the photography and everything. And that's been exciting. But it's also kind of where I found that I like more lifestyle photography that I've been doing a lot more of lately. So that's kind of, yeah, I've been doing it for probably, I mean, since I can remember, like Kyle said, with his art, because I just decided to go to school for it at the age of 18. So, yeah, I've just been doing it forever.
So do you do all Kyle's photos?
I do.
So then who does yours?
Yeah.
Who does? And so it's funny because one of our first little interactions together was me shooting a campaign of his and it was so cold. It was like January and he had this location and everything. And so I showed it with my camera and it was freezing. I mean, like absolutely freezing. And he was doing some kind of workout thing. So he was, and it wasn't going to be until like spring it was going to show. So he had to be like in shorts and like everything. And so he was like, "Well, thanks for shooting my photos and all that good stuff." And I have been doing it ever since.
Mm-hmm. That comes in handy.
He had no idea how to, I mean, he could shoot his photos. Of course, he was doing it before I would shoot his photos for him, but he didn't actually like use an actual like DSLR camera.
Yeah, I was just using my iPhone.
He was using his iPhone. So of course I was like, "Well, take a picture of me, you know?" So he was like, okay. He had no idea what he was doing. So I would set the settings and everything. We'd do test shots and it would take a while. But he is really stepping it up and
yeah, he's taught me everything he knows.
He actually just was the second shooter at a wedding last month, and that was
really
a huge, So yeah, he did really well. So he's learning for sure.
That's awesome. Well, so it's so interesting. So y'all live in Franklin, Tennessee.
We do, yeah.
Where, okay, for people who don't know, where is Franklin, Tennessee?
So it's like maybe 20 minutes south of Nashville. Like if you go on I-65, it's just a straight shot and you pass right through it.
And so, what's the draw to Franklin? Why Franklin?
So whenever we were living in Nashville, we found ourselves like coming here on the weekends, like going to coffee shops, just walking around downtown. And we kind of really fell in love with the vibe here. You know, we loved living in the city, but at the same time, we kind of both like that small town feel with the ease and access of having the big city. So that's kind of where us moving here originated from. So
what is it like? I'm so curious, as a gay couple, as artists making a living out there, what's, I mean, I'm just curious, what's it like? Is it easy? Do you guys have a great time? Do you stand out because it's maybe a smaller market?
I mean, not so much as people would think, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never been uncomfortable in public. I mean, we've never had people, I mean, you may have a couple of older, I say in quotes, older people like look at you when you're at dinner or something, but like I said, we never felt uncomfortable. No one's ever made us leave or anything of those crazy stories that you hear about.
And we've made some really good friends, like with some of the local businesses around here too. Like,
exactly.
We pass by there all the time and they like come out of their door after they've locked up and just like talking to us for a minute. Like it's very Americana. I love it.
It is. And I mean, that's kind of why we moved here to Franklin. It has that very small town feel. I don't know, but it's like, it's not a small town, but it has that small town feel. I don't know if you see some of our Instagram stories in the evenings when we're walking around and stuff like that. But I mean, we did both live in downtown Nashville. And as you know, it's booming and it's a lot of fun and everything, but I think for us, it kind of wore off just being in it all the time. And we just, like you said, just found ourselves out here. As far as being creatives, I wouldn't say it's hard. I would say it's challenging though, because I mean, it's a really creative city. Nashville is, mm-hmm. as far as, I mean, you have your photographers, you have your bloggers, you have, of course, the musicians. And a lot of times kind of trying to collaborate or work with musicians and upcoming like people like that, they want you to do, I guess, a discount or an exchange. And so that was kind of difficult moving here, because, you know, I mean, they're all like working in bars at night and singing and stuff like that. And they don't really have a lot of money to pay an actual photographer. So that was a little bit of a like getting used to for me. As far as his art and stuff, there's tons of art stuff here. So that's really, really good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have a thing called the art crawl. The first Friday of every month, like around the summertime, that like all the local businesses will host artists and like have wine and cheeses, and you can kind of walk around the town and, connect with people pretty much and sell your artwork and, you know, connect. It's really great.
Nice. Well, wait, so this is a little off topic, but it's in Tennessee. How often or have you been to Dollywood?
Absolutely.
Yes. We Absolutely. Love Dollywood.
we love Dolly. So we were there was it last May?
It was last May,
It was last May, and we actually saw Dolly.
It was my first time ever going to Dollywood, and I saw Dolly. It was amazing.
What?
Yeah. She was there. Riding in on her carriage with like butterflies in her hair and her heels, and
I would have died. We were there a year ago, but like in April. That's crazy.
I would have died if I saw Dolly at Dollywood. Oh my god.
For real. She's amazing.
So this is kind of a silly question, and I don't know if you can answer it or not, but if you were a Dolly Parton song, what song would you be?
I'm 9 to 5.
Ha 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 I love it.
He's
I love
a fan. That one's my song.
I'm trying to think. I'm not Jolene. maybe Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers.
I love it. I love it. That's good. That's good.
I know. That's really good.
I'm just trying to think what mine would be.
I don't know what mine would be.
I think maybe Butterfly.
Yeah, okay.
Fly
yeah.
like a butterfly. Yeah. I Will Always Love You. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Passionate, maybe? I don't know.
Perfect.
Or maybe Back with Barbie. I feel like that would be mine.
Oh, that's definitely yours.
Oh.
That is you. I barely know you, and that's definitely you.
So you guys have been together for 2 years, is that right?
Mm-hmm. This month. And
this month, all right. And who said I love you first?
Kyle did.
I did.
How did it happen?
He did. I wasn't expecting him to say it right away, but I wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I know when I feel something, so I knew the moment was right. So I was letting him say it at his own time.
That's so cute. When those, I mean, those dimples, come on, you know.
Right?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay, so my question is, you guys are both really consistent content creators. What is the challenge for you guys being content creators and also relationship-wise, like, you know, because you have a lot of followers, like, what are the challenges you find in that, being a part of that world, that influencer space?
I think for me, it's having enough time to do it all. Because even though, like, I do art and create, I also work a full-time job, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So most of the stuff that I shoot has to be done on the weekends. So we, like, there's 3 campaigns this past weekend that I had to shoot for. So had to schedule time to do all that. I find that's the most challenging, is just finding the time.
Yeah. The challenging part is we are two very, like, we're the same person basically. So like at a certain time of day, because we, like he said, we both work actually. And so we get home and, I mean, honestly, we don't want to shoot a ton of content. But I mean, it's what we really enjoy doing. It's what our passion is. So we always find time, but we also really like making time for ourselves too, spend time with one another. So, I mean, both of us will actually get in our DMs, like, if we haven't posted on our story or like what we're doing, people would be like, are you guys okay? And we're like, yeah, we just needed a second. Like,
we need some us time.
That is so funny. Oh gosh. Have we had that happen?
Not to my knowledge.
But I mean, do you guys, so right now you're with the quarantine, you're still working your day jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're essential workers.
Yeah, I've been working from home since mid-March. So,
but you've been at home.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at home doing it. So, how has that affected your relationship? Have you guys been together?
Yeah, we
Surprisingly, we haven't killed each other.
Are you spending more time together because of quarantine?
Definitely, definitely.
Yep. Okay, so then this is a good segue for this question. What have you learned about each other that you didn't know before the quarantine?
That's a good one.
Crickets.
I don't know. I feel like I've known everything about you, like all your quirks and all your like I know when you're bored. Like, he'll start pacing around. When he's bored, I'm like, Cam, you need to go find something to do.
There's been a lot of pacing.
So, yeah, I don't think I've learned anything new that I didn't already know.
I mean, I guess I've never, seen him actually be at work with his 9-to-5. So, I mean, just watching him interact with coworkers and stuff when he has conference calls, I kind of, hear him, in work mode. And that's been... I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even know he knew that word sometimes. But,
it's called acting.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I have a question for you guys. What is your favorite musical?
This is a classic, but Phantom of the Opera. It was the first one I've ever seen on Broadway. And it was amazing. So that's probably one of my favorites.
How old were you?
Gosh, 15.
So you saw it in New York City?
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah.
Mine would probably be... Oh, I don't know. Wicked? Is that what you were thinking? It's one of my favorite soundtracks for sure. And it's actually the first musical I saw. And I think that is probably why it sticks out to me the most.
Did you see it on tour or in New York?
In New York.
You did? That's nice. Cool.
And I saw it twice. So I've seen it in New York and then in Paris when it was there. So cool. That was exciting. And then I don't know. I really love the movie Chicago, but I've also seen it on Broadway. But I don't know if I could pick which one I like more. But it was a good one.
I will say though that I've never seen this on Broadway, but I've listened to I've memorized the soundtrack because it's just so beautiful. Elton John's Aida. I wanted to see that so bad in New York. It's such a good show.
That show was on Broadway when I was in college. And I saw it 9 times.
Oh, but
they're
really?
Supposed to do a revival.
They were supposed to do a revival.
I think it was supposed to start this year, and then everything's frozen, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So save up some money to go to New York for the revival.
That's been on my bucket list.
We're coming in.
And I can bring next time you want to see Wicked, I'll bring you backstage.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Right.
Yeah, because Brett's in it.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. Cool. Oh my God. I would die. I really probably would die.
I'll bring you backstage.
Okay.
That'd be so fun.
We're there.
Oh. So if you could wait back to the quarantine, if you could spend, this is one of my favorite questions right now. If you could spend the quarantine with any celebrity or, well-known person through history, dead or alive, who would it be? And
besides
why?
Besides
each other. Yeah.
Britney Spears. I mean, dancing all day, making workout videos, hello.
You would be TikTok famous for sure.
Yeah.
That's actually a hard question for me. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need a multiple choice option? Three people?
Yeah. Because I don't have I'm weird. Y'all are going to think I'm so weird. I don't have favorite celebrities and stuff like that.
Or just it doesn't have to be a celebrity. It can be anyone, well-known or historical figure, dead or alive.
You probably hang out with Tezza.
Instagram?
Yeah.
No.
The blogger?
Tezza? No, I wouldn't hang out with her.
Yes, you would.
No. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Dolly Parton.
I like her. I could probably hang out with her.
She would sing you a lullaby every night.
Oh, I had to hang out with Lisa Rinna, actually. You're right. She's a good time.
She's a good time. That'd be rowdy. That would be rowdy.
You're drinking a Xanax.
Other question?
One more question. What during this time, what have you found that you're most grateful for?
I mean, I've actually said it a lot. And I mean, just the amount of unemployment that's been going on. And you see it like every day on the news, it's like going up. And it's really something that's stressful, of course, just like not knowing, you know, when you're going to have a paycheck next. So for me, the security of my job has been really helpful during this time.
Yeah, I would say just because my mom's a nurse, she works on the front lines, and she knows, like, she just tells me stories sometimes of like things that they see in the centers that she works in. Just thankful and grateful for that. To have people like her on the front lines willing to, you know, give up their time and their energy, just to take care of other people.
Amen.
Yeah.
What, so where do you guys sort of see your, like, what do you hope all of this content creation, all the stuff you're doing, where do you hope it leads you?
Eventually, I mean, of course, full-time creating would be the idea. I mean, we both love the cooking and the fashion, and the travel is a huge one. So, I mean, of course, if that could be something that was made full-time, I mean, that would be, that's the goal, I suppose.
Yeah. And I, like, it's always been a dream of mine to have my own, like, art gallery. So to, like, be able to put that into fruition one day, and maybe kind of host other people that are trying to get their work out there, like having them come in and like just showcase their work for free, just to get their names out there. That would be amazing. So
have you watched on Netflix, have you watched this show Abstract yet?
No.
Oh, get into it. It's so good. It's a series, and every episode is about a different designer or artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with like an architect, but it even like talks to the guy who designed Instagram in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love it.
Well, he redesigned it.
Not the original. The new Instagram.
Yeah.
Abstract, Netflix, get into it. What are you watching?
Yeah, right now, what are you watching right now?
Oh man. So, okay, of course you watch Tiger King, right? Along with
and then we just started, we're watching Ms. America. We started that with Kate Blanchett. Yeah. We started 6 Feet Under on Hulu. I've never seen it, so.
We watch a lot of stuff. We really enjoy sitting down in the evening and like watching stuff together. That's kind of like our thing. So
Good Girls.
Good Girls that's something that we've been caught up on that. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What's our guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
Do you watch Ozark yet?
Ozark. I watched the first 2 seasons of that, but I
can't get into it.
Yeah. Kind of lost interest.
What else did we watch? Well, we've watched a lot of stuff. We try to, I don't know how you guys do this, but we try to like 9 p.m. or disconnect from the phone.
Yeah.
We watched the entire series of Mad Men during all 7 seasons. Whole thing. Really? Like that was like within 2 weeks. Yeah. I mean, I was crazy addicted. Yeah. I couldn't stop watching it.
It was really good.
I feel like there was one that we just like kept like flying through.
Yeah, I'm trying to think and I can't remember.
Anyways, we'll come back on and let you know what that one is.
We'll keep making suggestions. Okay.
All right.
Now we're going to go to a segment that we call
Spotlight on Love.
Get it? Spotlight. Okay. So we have, usually what we do is we have somebody write in either on Instagram or on our blog, and they ask a question, something they want support around right now. Mm-hmm. And we had an anonymous person, and we're keeping them anonymous, write in, and they said, I'm scared to talk to my partner about money. What is the best way to do that?
That's so funny, because this is
good
like
question.
This is like, because we've had some things like come into the works recently that this has become like a conversation.
Yeah.
Biggest thing is just lay it out on the table. Like the worst thing you can do is not communicate about your finances, in my opinion. you know, even if that involves like sitting down weekly and writing everything out on a piece of paper and you both looking at it to see what you're bringing in, what's going out, what you have left over. It just helps to visualize and put you both on the same page. So definitely just lay it out there, like no holds bar, because you're going to be better for it in the long run.
How early in a relationship did you guys actually start having conversations about money?
Not that early, actually, to be honest, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. I felt like he was stable. And I really didn't think much about it. I told him straight up front, though, like immediately how much student loans I had. I was like, listen, this is it. This is what I put monthly. This is how much I can like have to go out. This is what my rent is. Like, I am a very upfront person. And I mean, I told him that within the first week of meeting him. I was like, if you're going to hang around me,
yeah,
I'm very truthful, sometimes brutally honest, and I'm going to lay it out like it is. And I have.
But the good thing is, like, I noticed that he owned it. He said that it was like something like, I just talking with him, it was like something that he definitely regretted doing, as far as taking student loans out. So I know that, you know, that's something that we can always communicate about. So,
I think it just goes back to communication, that whole question. I mean, if you can't talk to him about finances,
yeah,
that's like a huge factor in a relationship. So, I mean, of course, not the first couple of weeks, but if you're
first date, what are your 401k plans?
Exactly.
Let me see your statements.
Show me the receipts. Show me the receipts.
Yes.
I remember when Stephen and I first started dating.
Pretty early on in our relationship.
I read this Susie Orman book. It was called Young, Fabulous, and Broke. And it was a great book. But one of the things she said is like, when you first start dating, you know, can you imagine Susie Orman with her jacket?
Yeah.
She's like, one of the first things you need to do when you start dating somebody is ask them, what's your debt like? How much money do you have in your savings? And so I started dating Steven, and I literally was like, Susie Orman said to ask you.
Oh my God.
One of our first, so we had kind of been dating for a little bit, and then our relationship got serious, like, probably a couple months later, and I had gone to visit him. He was in Denver, and that was like the second time I went to Denver to visit him because he was there working. And he literally like said that. He was like, so I've been reading this book and literally like we sat down and I had like credit card debt at the time. And I remember I was like, all right, well, here we go. Like, this is what it is, you know? Yeah. And he actually, we came up with a plan and I was able to pay off that debt very quickly due to the help that he had gotten from Susie Orman. Thank you, Susie Orman.
The Broadway Husbands podcast sponsored by Susie Orman.
Love her.
Love her. And I love Kirsten Wiig's impersonation of her.
And Jackass.
Comedian.
Kirsten Wiig. Yes. She's so funny.
Well, you guys are just delightful. I'm so glad we finally got to meet.
Same.
Mm-hmm. We need to come out to Franklin once all this is over. And
yeah,
visit.
Once this craziness. Yeah.
You are welcome.
And y'all are welcome. We'll show you around New York next time you come. Where do you think you'll travel to once this is all over? Where do you want to go first?
Hmm.
I want to go everywhere. Like,
well, I mean, we did have a trip planned to go to the Western Caribbean.
Yeah, we were actually supposed to be on it right now.
It's supposed to be. We were supposed to be there now. But since all this happened to me, I think we kind of just put traveling for 2020 on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of made some other like life plans that, I mean, everyone will be seeing
soon. Ooh.
Putting that trailer out there. No.
dot, dot, dot.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that's where he was talking about that recently came up about the finances is where we, started talking about the rest of this year and what the future looked like. And that was, okay, well, let's maybe put travel on plan. I mean, on hold and plan for, you know, the rest of this year in other ways. So,
but to get back to that, I think next year we want to, if, you know, everything opens back up, we want to try and go to Europe. So that's definitely on our bucket list for next year.
Well, we are big fans. If there's ever anything we can do for you guys, support you, your all the creation you do, let us know.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, and same here.
Thanks. All right, and everyone listening, don't forget to
love who you love
and love what you do.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.